You know, it's hard to believe that it was over, well, about 20 years ago, maybe even a little bit longer, I would stay awake deliberately and record manually with a manual cassette player. Steve Quayle being on Coast to Coast with Art Bell and others. And I would specifically wait and watch for Steve Quayle to be on. And this is at the just right when the internet was getting popular. I guess it was in the late 90s. And that was my life, because what I would do is I would take that cassette tape and then go on the road, of course, and listen to Steve Quayle. And I always thought, out of all of the guests, that Steve Quayle was the most articulate guest on Coast to Coast AM. Then, I will say this too. It was one of the most, I would say, out there to me. Oh my goodness, the headlines. Looking at, and if you go back, and I would urge everyone to do this, go back in the Wayback Machine and take a look at some of the Steve, and you can do this, look at some pages, front pages from Steve Quayle back in the 90s, stevequayle.com. And what I found interesting was, even back then, my mind was not able to accept what I was hearing. I thought it was entertainment, not information. Now, it's information critical to what we're going through. This was presented in a form that I've never seen before at the True Legends Conference in Branson. And this is what is being presented today by Steve Quayle as an epilogue, the icing on the cake, the extra oomph, the push that even filling in some blanks, perhaps, to those who might want to say that, from Branson. And I find this information perhaps the most important. You know, we talk about Hillary Clinton, we talk about Sanders issues, we talk about the political side of things, but at the heart, at the epicenter, in my view anyway, the spirit behind all of this, the driver of the action of the people in power today, whether you're listening to this in Western Europe, I know somebody checked in from Romania, thank you very much for listening. From Finland, thank you so much. But having said that, the driver of the action is at the core of what Steve Quayle is talking about. And I thought Derek Gilbert did a great job in really providing a lot of the introduction, and especially during the Q&A session or the roundtable session, better than I could ever hope to even do on my best day. So my hat's off to Derek Gilbert. And of course, everyone there at Branson. But so I would urge everyone to get video on demand. The links are in the program description, or the DVDs. Let me tell you, it's worth 10 times that. And but Steve Quayle is with us, and I have to say this: back 20 years ago, when I was listening to him, or longer, and back 15 years ago, perhaps I was like what you're thinking. You know, man, this stuff is really far out there. During the break, Joe had said, you know, all my research about the RFID chips. Well, guess what? The last page, the last final page in English, in the plain English language, is available for all to see. And yeah. Steve Quayle was the first person that introduced me to that.
And I want to say this to you, Dad, that regardless of if you listened to, you know, 20, 30 years ago for entertainment purposes, Steve and Coast to Coast, you know, you used to wake me up in the morning before school, yeah, and we'd listen together. Think about how much that helped us to where we are today.
Steve, I'm telling you, I almost got a call from a teacher who was complaining about that. I would get him up because of the hour, the East Coast. It was like 3 or 4.
I remember in 8th grade I did a science project on Project Bluebeam.
Yeah,
it was at a Catholic school, and they hated that.
Oh, yeah. But you know what? You got an honorable mention. I think they're afraid not to give it to you. Steve, again, thank you, my brother, and I openly profess my admiration for you because of your, and again, not false flattery, but because of your courage in under fire. Courage under fire, because I know where you've been, so I'm going to turn it back over to you.
Well, thank you, Doug, and thank you, everyone. Again, I want to share something. My greatest thanksgiving are for those of you that have prayed and interceded. I cannot tell you how many times, and this is not being melodramatic, Doug knows, my life was held in the balance. I cannot tell you of a certain group, Cine Pare, without equal, that basically, you know, went to great lengths to keep me alive. I cannot tell you how a church of Pastor Bruce York, who went to go to be with Jesus, his wife Susan and daughter Laura, it was my joy to meet them in the house of prayer, Doug, that have prayed for me all these years. I cannot tell you the times that Rosemary Zaret, what we call her Romy, and she couldn't be there because she stood in faith against the horrific fires in Sealy Lake, and God spoke to her and said, if I didn't let Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego perish, you think I'm going to let you perish? This is the same Romy who, when we were at Whitestone, literally got sprayed between the road of Helena and Three Forks in the area, I believe, of the Tostin area, you know, literally with a spray plane, just like that picture in North by Northwest, and they knew she was fighting organophosphate poisoning in her body. I cannot tell you the times that she has literally covered my life with hers and her own testimony of how she was called to be an intercessor. I cannot tell you, and to the Latinos, my Latino brothers and sisters, the debt of love I owe to you all because of three sisters, actually two sisters and a daughter. You've heard me talk about her, Mary Juarez, that all the devils in hell fled from, but her life was taken from her because she drank so much Tab, you know, diet Tab, that it ate her liver up, and God told her, even to the dying hours of her last minutes on earth, you know, she basically was in her prayer closet. And I went to Chicago to see, to Angie Lugo, to all of those of you who have prayed and interceded, and to my black brothers and sisters who love Jesus. I want to say something, Doug. I think it's critical. When Jesus said ethnos will rise against ethnos, I want to encourage everyone, if you're not white, black, it doesn't matter, do not get drawn into the race war thing. It is a trap from hell. You can pray, and this is what I want everyone to integrate. I believe that God has given me this prayer to pass on to everyone everywhere. You must start asking the Lord to deliver you from evil. It's in the Lord's Prayer. To have you be at the right place at the right time, never the wrong place at the wrong time. To absolutely give you foreknowledge and discernment of every situation you're going into. Do not assume that anything is usual. Nothing is usual anymore. God, and basically the Word of God says, we have not because we ask not. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, that this is how much I appreciate those of you who intercede for me. I won't meet everybody, but look, the only reason I can do what I do, it's not because, as one guy said, you're insane, or, you know, blah, blah, blah. Well, of course, and you're demon-possessed, so let's just settle that. Someone says, you hate those that don't agree with you. I don't hate them at all. I just don't have any time for them. Because at the end of the day, it's not what I tell you, it's not what Doug or any of his guests tell you, it's where are you with Jesus. And I think the most powerful thing, Doug, and I know this almost sounds like a farewell, I don't believe it is, but, and I pray it's not, but, you know, I could stand tonight knowing I delivered my soul. Lord, there's nothing else I can say, nothing else I can say, because for 25 years I told people the time would come, the time would come. This isn't about poor me or blah, blah, blah. It's about, ladies and gentlemen, the promise of God, and here's the most significant thing I can say about tonight. The promise of God was to me, as he showed me the future, it wasn't in tea leaves, it wasn't in tarot cards, it was a vision, instantly, a panorama of history. And those of you who have listened to me know that the stories never change. But he said, I will hide this from you until the events are shortly to come to pass. Only when they're, you know, they're coming to pass shortly. And the thing is that what I'm getting from tonight, Doug, is whoa. Whoa. Because I've never been released to do this until now. Never. Never.
Steve, that's, yeah, that's amazing to me, and I think that time is now. Now is time. This is kind of like the last call at the human bar. You've got sex bots. You've got robots. You've got all of these
snuff bots.
Snuff bots. Thank you. My mind doesn't even want to go there. You've got the hedonistic clubs, New York, Los Angeles, Miami. They're popping up everywhere. It's a totally 5 years ago we didn't see this. Certainly 10 years ago we didn't see this, but you saw this 25 years ago.
All I can say is no man, and I cannot take credit for it. This isn't false humility. It isn't self-deprecation. But I didn't make this stuff up, because how can I make this stuff up when I don't know one word of Bible prophecy? I don't know anybody in the Bible. Jesus had to tell me who he was, though. Hal Lindsey presented Jesus, and he presented him as the Son of God. And instantly, you know what my heart said? I've told people this before when I share my testimony. I said, only God could forgive me, because I knew exactly what a wretch I was. I was, I won't say famous, but I was infamous in my lifestyle on campus, okay? I made Animal House. I was a president of a fraternity. I made Animal House seem tame, okay? And I will not glory in my sin. I will glory in the God of my salvation. So here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. I thank God for every one of you that were raised in Christian homes and didn't have to go through what I go through. When someone says, well, I wish I had your testimony, I say, no, you don't. You have a greater testimony, because you lived and experienced the keeping, staying power of the ever-present Holy Spirit in your life. Don't ever wish that. And I tell people, I say, don't ever wish to have my life, because, no offense, my life was given to me for a purpose known to God, and I'm still trying to figure it all out, but I'm trying to walk it out in obedience. When I first came into the First Assembly of God Church to find out what being baptized in the Holy Spirit, people say, I don't believe that anymore. Well, I got news for you. I got baptized in the Holy Spirit in the presence of Jesus, and so you can't argue, well, those things passed away with the disciples. Well, I said, hey, the disciples may have passed away, but Jesus didn't. And so I had to go to an Assembly of God. Do you know the very first song I heard? Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus than to trust and obey. Look, I have been disobedient, and I'm saying this, Doug, because I'm saying come home to all the backsliders tonight. I'm saying come home to all you that are so heavily laden in sin. Come home, ladies who are doing tricks to try and pay the bills. Jesus will receive you. Come home to those of you who are on foreign battlefields fighting for the highest dollar. Come home to those of you who have seen the horrors of war. Come home to those who have seen the most debauched human expression of demon-possessed behavior. Come home to Jesus. Come home tonight. And Doug, this show will touch the hearts of people all over the world. And I want them to know you couldn't touch the hearts. I couldn't even have a forum if it were not for the living God raising you up. And thank you so much, Meg. I just sent you an email. She pledged, you know, some money to you. It's not because she pledged some money to you. It was a good sum of money every month. I don't know if you've seen it. But, Meg, God bless you and your sensitivity to the Lord. Because if people like Meg, those who I don't even know all the different people that give, you know, but to each one of you giving, do you understand that you're investing in souls? And there is no higher investment, because God's word says, they that win a souls are wise. Just like the people that write me, and, you know, I can't even put into language, lest it be X-rated, some of the things that I get told by Christians, you know? Yeah. And, you know, forgive me. And somebody said, well, what makes you think they're Christians? Actually, God told me that. I said, Lord, why do you have so many saber-toothed, sharp sheep? He said, what makes you think they're sheep? You know? And see, I was only seeing the tongues, the fangs, the poison asp from the dumb asps, you know, and the ASPS. And the thing is that, you know, hey, someone said, well, you take it right up to the edge. I explained to people at Branson why I have lived on the edge since I first got saved. And you heard that testimony, you know. So when people say, you know, quail's edgy. But you bet I'm edgy because I live on the edge. And that was the word of the Lord to me when I was taken up to a mountain, you know, a rock quarry. And I mean, it was a couple thousand feet down, you know. I mean, it was a big rock quarry in San Diego. And I went up with Harold Bredesen. I sensed the presence of angels. And this is at a relatively new Christian. And man, I thought, oh no, he's going to tell me I got to jump to see if I have faith. And Lord, I don't have the faith. And I really did. That's what I thought. I was always expecting the worst, you know? And God always gave me his best, and so he will for you. And the thing is, he stood me on the edge of the cliff. I'm not kidding you. I'm going, oh, brother, I don't think Harold understood how bad a balance I had in those days. But he then prophesied to me in first person. Jesus said, do you see those people down there, Steve, in the city? They think they're safer than you are on the cliff, but you'll always be on the cliff with me, and you'll always be safer on the cliff with me than walking in the valley with them. Would that not make an impression on your life?
You know something, Steve? When you said that, when I heard that again, I believe it was in Branson, I'm not sure, but
yep.
And I want everyone to really... You've got to let that sink in. You've got to contemplate on what Steve just said. Because it's multifaceted, at least in my view. There's a message within a message within a message in what Steve just described. And I know that because I pondered that, when I was sitting in a traffic jam. I believe it was on the way back. But, there's more to that statement. So thank you for saying that. And I appreciate that. And by the way, you mentioned something else. Steve, I just want to touch on this, and then I'm going to leave you alone here. But
No. Hey, Doug, this is helping me because I get to rest in between, you know.
Sure.
And so you know, ask me anything that if it's on your heart, chances are it's on someone else's heart. Because, again, you know, I'm saying this tonight. I'm trying to pour out that which God has poured into me. Take it or leave it. And don't take it because I say it. Take it to the Lord in prayer. I've never asked anybody to believe it because I've said it.
Well,
ever.
And that's one thing. Even privately, ladies and gentlemen, Steve has said to me privately and as a brother, as a friend. But Steve, one thing that I've found of late, and you kind of touched on the periphery of this, and I really would like to make sure all of our listeners know, and I don't care if you're listening to this in the UK or whatever Western country or US or Canada. What I've seen happen here, when you begin, and this is not new, I would say, but newly refined. When we talk about the leaders, when we move into the subject only here during this program of, politics or political machinations, the deeds of the evil ones in power, we are getting blowback, not because of the facts, not because the facts are wrong, but we're getting blowback because we are a Christian, we are considered a Christian biased program. In other words, the Christianity that when we bring you on and Pastor David Lankford on, others look at that and say, wait a minute, they're looking for example, when you talk about giants, how can anyone take your program seriously when you talk about giants? And it's interesting, the Christians themselves are saying that, not the atheists, not the Buddhists, but the Christians themselves. So I guess what I'm saying is this: the more we talk about the beginnings that you're talking about, and the giants, the archaeological hidings by the Smithsonian and other people in power, the more blowback we're getting from not merely people who don't like us, but it's coming from within the body of the so-called church of self-professed Christians. And I just found that to be more refined. The attacks are more refined, and the attacks are more direct. Just
that's
an observation.
Yeah,
it's troubling indeed. I don't know what your thoughts are on that, but it seems as if the Christian church is turning on the truth tellers.
And well, yeah. Hey, Joe, did you want to say something?
He just said in the Bible.
Well,
oh,
yes.
Okay.
I just want to say those who dispute or say that those who believe in giants or that there were giants throughout history, even though it's in the Bible in many places, they will try to turn that around and say it doesn't mean literally a big person giant. They mean tyrants. They'll try to even twist the definition.
Yeah, there's multiple issues like right. that. Yeah, I mean, and multiple.
The people around. Just don't know their Bible and they don't want to believe the truth.
Coming from pastors and Christians. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, I think it's obvious that they don't want to believe the truth, and they do err in not knowing the power of their God. You see, it puts people out of their comfort zone. And I've spent 45 years, obviously, I've done my homework. I have the footnotes. I'm spending as much money as the DVD sales will generate to send teams around the world. You can't believe how many emails. I'm getting one tonight, Doug, that is, and I'll let you see it afterwards. And ladies and gentlemen, this isn't grandstanding, which I'm accused of at night and day. Look, if I say that Yellowstone's not going to blow, and I go out and spend hundreds of thousands of dollars, and by the way, I borrow it and then I pay it back on the video of the sale of videos. You know, the idea is this: I'm willing to put my money where my mouth is. And right now, here's what I want to share. There's some of you that are getting old, and you've never done anything for Jesus. I want you to pray about helping us, Gen 6, and by the way, thank you for those who donated, to basically take this on. We're not just fighting, you know, governments that have been hiding this. Let me tell you this, and for those of you that say that, shame on you. You're not only denialists, but you're basically doubters. And I can prove it, and I have proved it, but the Prime Minister of Egypt requested the Egyptian artifacts that were found in the Grand Canyon in the middle of America in the Illinois Cahokia Mountains to be returned to Egypt in the 1880s, and if they weren't returned, to be destroyed. And I'm telling you, he wasn't a member of the Catholic Church. Obviously, he's most likely a Muslim. But the point is that when you take it all together with the thousands and ten thousands, and for those of you that just bust everybody's butt over this, the point is that when somebody comes out who said, Steve, here is who I'm related to, I just shared it, here's where I was allowed to see Dr. Payway's brain floating in a tank of something, and by the way, you know what else he said? Little bits and pieces, he said, Steve, the Smithsonian possesses every known species of everything. Someone said, well, that can't be. That's hundreds of thousands. Another spokesman who came out because he's mad at the Smithsonian who worked there said they have 147 million, that's a lot, that's a million, different out-of-place artifacts called uparts. So when someone says, well, I don't believe you, I could care less, you know? And I'm sorry this, but, you know, some of them, I'm saying, you know, this makes people mad. I said, are you sure you were baptized in water as opposed to battery acid? So, oh, that's not loving. Jesus wouldn't say that. Oh, you know what Jesus said? You're the father of the devil. Because religion kills relationship. And I'm sorry, I am not a religious person. I'm a realist, and I'm telling people that God deals with realism, and if you're really honest, he'll reveal himself to you. So, Doug, the idea is that the evidence is against them. We've interviewed people in Sardinia. We've interviewed people in the jungles of New Guinea. We've interviewed people in Desert Southwest, Native Americans, people coming forth now. And see, what I said is true. Whether you like me, hate me, you know, wish me dead, or covering me and protect me in intercessory prayer so I don't go before my time, the thing is, the truth is going to come out. And, you know, if I stop someone else, God will raise up someone else. So I never make it dependent upon me. Thank God he's raised up about a half a dozen young people. And the greatest mistake that all the men of faith, that many of you grew up even after the Jesus movement of the 70s, was that so many of them did not have understudies to carry on the work. They didn't have, if you will, they didn't have their Timothys. They didn't have their understudies. They didn't have, even in the guilds, the great guilds of Europe, knew they need to have apprentices. And so, unfortunately, that doesn't exist now. What we do have is we have what I call hash rags that which bills itself as the defender of Christianity, when they have dismissed the supernatural nature of God, where they're trying to win the world with world arguments, where they're even trying to say it's biblical for Christians to embrace transhumanism. Are you... I can't say that. Are you kidding me? I was going to say freaking, by the way. Are you kidding me? And I like, Paul Begley, the way he opens all of his, God bless you, Paul, all of his, broadcasts, because, again, the incredulous nature of denial, unfortunately, Doug, does not exist in the world. It exists in that which claims to be followers of Jesus Christ. And if they were followers of Jesus Christ, we wouldn't be in the mess we're in. Oh, by the way, did you notice any outcry against the pedophilia? Did you notice any outcry against child sacrifice, child cannibalism? Did you notice any outcry from the big name Christian magazines? Someone says, you're bitter. No, I'm torqued, okay?
That was a question. Steve, that was an interesting timing that you brought this up, because I just got an email from somebody in the UK asking about the connection between human cannibalism, current day and past in the pre-Adamic or in the time of the giants, and how it relates. And this individual said that they're ordering the video on demand to watch, but wanted to throw that question out there in real time to you if you want to entertain that. So the floor is yours.
Well, the thing is that cannibalism, now why would the Lord tell me that? Because cannibalism is the lust of the demons expressed through humans. When the fallen angels mated with earth women, and by the way, that isn't the sons of Seth, that is the most bogus argument, people will split hairs, producing the giants, and they're worldwide, they're global. Tim Alberino tracked them down even from Sardinia into the islands of the Atlantic, the Azores, the Canaries, and places in North Africa, where they talked about the giants, literally talked about fleeing from Joshua the usurper. What they were mad at, they were letting it be known, they were dispossessed by Joshua, who was under command of the living God, to go in and slay the giants. So, Doug, here is the critical thing in cannibalism. Cannibalism is absolutely the way that the giants wanted to ingest, i.e., eat that which humanity would provide, the life is in the blood, that they could not get by their abhorrent genetic hybridization. That's a mouthful to say. They could never be man. And because the devil's fury is so exhibited, manifested, targeting of the human race, cannibalism, and people say, you're way out there, you want to bet? I can take you to the jungles of New Guinea, and for the record, I was the first guy to ever deal with Kuru, which was the basis of mad cow disease, which is called Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, Jakob-Jakob disease, a brain-wasting, a spongiform encephalopathy. Do you remember when I was talking about BSE?
Yes.
Bovine spongiform encephalopathy?
Yes, I do. And very specifically so. And I'm glad you brought Kuru up. You just go, brother, because this is important. Go ahead.
Well, it's really critical because, listen, this is one of the most deadly human pathogens that has ever been loosed is based in cannibalism. I can tell you this, one of the things that will be mind-blowing to everybody, and I owe, the New Zealand filmmakers kudos for this, but they traced, okay, under Ptolemy III, and you can look it up, and Barry Fell, who I've read his books, Bronze Age America, Saga America, and America BC, look, the thing that Powell, John Wesley Powell, and all the people that were isolationists, that simply means that they believed nobody could cross the seas and bring different cultures to America, to North or South America. The New Zealand filmmakers were able to show that Maui, M-A-U-I, which was the name of the Egyptian navigator under Captain Rata, R-A-T-A. Anybody that knows Egyptian, Ra was one of the gods of Egypt, false gods, little g, that they worship. But they circumnavigated the world in 232 B.C. and from the coast of Chile. And even their mathematics and how they navigated with the advanced navigation could only have been given to them by their fallen angel father. So, ladies and gentlemen, you know, we're taking on the biggest quest, and again, please, if there's anybody out there that gets the importance of what we're saying, I believe, Doug, with no exaggeration, we've been tasked with bringing the truth of history and where it's going to come out, because God is not going to leave it hidden. And look, if I can't do it, someone else will do it, you know, but by the grace of God, he's enabled us to go where others haven't gone. When Tim stumbled upon the archives of Pizarro, or Pizarro, I think it's Pizarro, and the conquest of the Incan Empire, and books that hadn't even been opened for, what, 400, 500 years, you know, in the libraries in Cusco, and people say, well, this is where it talks about, and they're chronicling the giants with 36-inch from the eye socket to the back of the head, you know, they're chronicling this. You think they were Marvel comic readers in those days? Do you think that they basically, you know, went to Hollywood and got, you know, their scripts? No. They recorded what they saw. And it's interesting. Anything that fits the, that fits the official narrative, they'll accept. Anything that goes against it, they reject. So, you know, this is the time of the unsealing. That which Daniel was told to seal up, that's what's coming out, ladies and gentlemen. And it's coming out for you to know the truth. And whether you accept the truth or basically are damned by it, you have to make the decision what you're going to do about Jesus, because that's the ultimate decision that all of us will make. God will not force it on you. And look, someone says, but you're a Christian. One lady busted my, and thank God I got them, cojones, because I injected too many of my evangelical. Are you kidding me? I understand the definition of evangelical. In her mind, anybody who proclaims Jesus, the God of the Old Testament, she said, you'd have more listeners if you didn't do that. And I said, well, then she said, I'm not going to listen to you anymore. I said, thank you. I would appreciate it if you don't. And then she wrote me something back, and that goes on. Now, somebody said, why do you waste your time on emails? Because what and I don't answer them anymore, except when, you know, I got to admit, Doug, I'm human, okay? And I get upset, because if it's just a dumb hyena or a jackal, that's one thing. You shouldn't call people that. Jesus wouldn't call them. He wouldn't. He called them vile sepulchers filled with dead men's bones, and that was the religious people of his day. So, you know, hey, I guess you'd say you're always going to have religious people, and you're always going to have the people that aren't going to agree. I'm not asking anybody to agree. I'm just asking them to take it to the Lord in prayer. That's all I am asking for. Your family's life, if it means nothing to you, that in essence, the ability for males in America to procreate, the sperm count's down 70%. And what's happened, Doug, is the xenoestrogens. Here's another thing that was really hard for people to understand. I'm giving everybody an overview, 25 years on the radio. When I stated to people that excreted pharmaceuticals could not be filtered, some of you who have listened to me all these years know I'm not making this stuff up. That means that the birth control pills that women take, that means that all the Prozac, all these different psychotropic drugs, but primarily anything that was estrogenic, even the plastics that they started bottling water in, would actually attack, if you will, the male hormones. And that's why, you know, basically, you've got so many testicle-free wonders, you know. Listen, people get really upset when I say that stuff. But, you know, the Muslims recognize that. They say, you can't even reproduce anymore. And you know what? They're telling the truth. But they recognize something. They recognize that their women's wombs are the ultimate weapon of conquest. Do you know why all the women around the world are being raped? It's the ultimate weapon of conquest. They're breeding out the Norwegian genes. They're breeding out the Swedish genes. Germany's toast. It's done. It's finished. Go ahead, Doug.
No, I think that you just mentioned something that many people have thought but haven't contextualized, and that's the fact that we are in a the human race is in a race. We're in a race, the human race, but we're also in sub races, whether it be with the Muslims or whatever. We are dying out. And Steve, help me articulate this, because you're better at this than I am when it comes to the days of the end times, like the days of Noah. This is a numbers game. This is a demographics game. Well, not a game, but an agenda. And it connects abortion. It connects the DNA manipulation. All of this is connected, right? I mean, and we are the, and help me with this. The seed of Adam is becoming less and less because of the
it's being bred out of us.
There we go. Okay. And ultimately, they're killing us in numerous ways, as you indicated. And people have sent me emails just during the show saying as much. And when you mentioned that about the womb being the ultimate, kind of the battlefield of the Muslims, and that's going to offend a lot of people, but nonetheless, it's true. It's true because it's the lineage of, well, the different lineages, I suppose. Now, I don't know enough, or I shouldn't say I'm not articulate enough to explain it, but I think you did a good job. And I think that's so important for people to realize that we are in, we're being overrun, I guess.
Yep.
Is that a way? I mean, yeah, I don't want to screw it up too bad. So I defer to your, articulate, nature more than mine.
Well, it's not articulate. Look, I understand, Doug. I'm getting my chronicles from the Grim Reaper right now, John A. And, you know, I should read this, but I won't, you know. He says this, anybody who's seen Jesus face to face would not behave as you do, you know. You are a delusionary old man in your Montana bunker. By the way, I live in a regular house. Have imaginary conversation with Jesus in the shower, no less. And you, sir, I will leave to yourself a fate worse than death. And don't bother John A. to ever email me again. Because, look, hey, people have got, his obvious opinion. But he's never won, or at least he wouldn't admit it. I said, how many people have you won to the Lord? He's never won anybody to the Lord, at least so. He's a self-deprecating expert on everything, and then he claims that I don't know anything. So, you know, ladies and gentlemen, I can say this. After 25 years of the naysayers and those guys, I just don't have time anymore. And, you know, somebody says, why do you waste your breath? Because I want you to get a feel for those who are claimants but possess nothing, who do nothing but attack, and I'll leave the same thing. You got a hard time, take it up with Jesus. Listen to the message. Obviously, this guy won't listen to the message, but he has to listen to the message long enough to tell me that he doesn't want to listen to the message. It's so convoluted, it's madness. Go ahead.
Okay, Catherine, who attended the conference, writes this very eloquent but very simple question. Steve, if you were back on stage at the conference, is there anything that you wish you would have said there, then and there, that you haven't covered tonight, that you would like to say to everyone there? And that's the essence.
No,
okay.
I've delivered my soul tonight. What I would have shared and will share with those who are at the conference, and Catherine, you'll be getting it, a private link, is all of the documentation for who settled the world, how the Egyptians knew the day would come when they would reanimate their pharaohs, many of them being giants. I would have told about all of them. I will be telling this, and it's already been done, so you'll be getting a link. And I guess she doesn't understand either. I'll make it clear one last time. And this isn't to be, you know, nasty.
Sure.
I produced an hour and a half video in our studio in Bozeman, Montana, saying everything about the history of the real world giants. I took into the scriptures, what the smartest guys in the world, that Genesis 1:1-1:2, the earth was under judgment when God recreated it, and Adam and Eve were were the first human beings, but before that there was an angelic civilization on the earth, which is called the pre-Adamic race. And I see that Gary Sterman's even interviewing somebody that's dealing with that specific time period. People will argue until they're blue in the face, but they'll never consider what happens if that's true. Some will, and some are honest, but most are not honest. So, to answer the question, everybody who was at Branson, those who live-streamed and are purchasing the DVDs, and after, let's see, live-streaming ends, I think, mid-November, and then the only November way to 16th. Hear the conference... I'm sorry?
November 16th is the final day.
Thank you. And then the only way to hear all those speakers will be by video. You know, it's amazing because... I believe, you know, that with Derek Gilbert, obviously, Dr. Lake did a knock-it-out-of-the-ballpark job. Look, I'm impressed with the speakers. These are people that I felt impressed to put on. We brought Anselm P. Rambla from Mallorca, Spain, actually Menorca, one of the world's most famous explorers, and he did an exemplary job. And Tim did a great job in, you know, interpreting him and in real time. And trust me, the concepts to interpret, I don't believe anybody on the planet could have done it. I'm not flattering Tim, but God's graced Tim with an understanding, and Anselm and Tim speak in Spanish. I have to write pictures in the air, and Anselm knows more English than I know Spanish. I know about probably 8 words now. But the point is we put together a marvelous assortment of speakers, you know. Tom Horn just nailed it, as he always does. And I was just blessed to listen to everybody. Some of these people brought it home, like, I'm telling you, Doug, it could not have been more orchestrated than by the hands of a living God. And I stand on the stage that it was something that was unique to God. And I don't see, at these moments in time, I don't believe they will ever be duplicated exactly. Doesn't mean other conferences won't have a visitation of the Holy Ghost. Doesn't mean, you know, people won't get blessed at other conferences. But what was done here was different, because God declares in His Word, He is the God, the King of Kings. He's the one that declares the end at the beginning. Well, in order to make that statement, you got to be God, because you got to be able to see it both, you know? And so time and space are absolutely linked. And as Ben Rich stated, and those of you who have a hard time with giants ought to go read Ben Rich, the former head of Skunk Works, who's called Mr. Stealth, talking about the different aliens versus our engineering of UFOs. And they've been around for, you know, millennia. And also, for those of you that weren't at Branson, you know, the thing is that I think that the DVDs are the best set of stuff that will be out there, because the central theme was the entire, and I believe this, the entire presentation of ancient history, all of the mid-history, and what it means for the future. And I guess that's the best way I can sum it up, Doug.
And I think that's the most succinct way and the most accurate way. The end from the beginning to the end. And really, kind of, there's nothing new under the sun. Somewhat applies to that as well. But the bottom line here, and Steve, I think you did, in my view anyway, the message, as I understood it when we spoke earlier, the message that you wanted out, mission accomplished, my friend. That's what I believe based on our discussion. So, I've got to say, you've really given your heart and your soul and the spirit tonight, and I thank you for that.
Yep, and Doug, thank you for the opportunity. And ladies and gentlemen, I thank all of you that will stand with Doug financially, because he'll be starting to make announcements. There is hope. There is light at the end of the tunnel for all of you staying in contact and being able to get different sources of information. And what's going to be neat? It's going to be no central authority is going to be able to shut it down. That's all I'm going to say.
Amen.
You know, and
that's
so,
right.
You know, we're going to use their same technology against them. And it's not going to be modern technology. It's going to be old technology. And I'm telling you this, it takes a lot of money to do that. And, Doug, you know, again, I want to thank everyone that has, you know, come to your aid, come to your rescue.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
And, you know, you're just wonderful people. And if you don't mind, I'm going to sign off, because I'm just, eyes are burning. But here's the deal. And for the record, you know, for all of you, if I email you in caps, I don't yell. I do it because if some of you'll notice on the videos, I have an eyelid that I've worn out by taking so many photos, and I got to go get it tacked up. You know, I don't know what they call it when they raise your eyebrow, and it irritates my eyes so much that it looks like ground glasses in it, and that's where I'm at. I simply can't see. So, you know, by the grace of God, I'm still able to communicate, and I thank all of you who pray for me, and I thank those of you who will take this. Those of you of great financial means, I'm asking, if you decide you want to or would even consider, I will fly you to Bozeman. We'll present the stuff we cannot talk about, but please don't waste our time. If you can't write checks for the high six figures, and our film crews, when they go around the world, just the transportation costs. Listen, these are guys who are working for, you know, they're not working for scale. They're working just to be working. And, you know, when you get four or five guys in the field and they're $750 a day plus expenses, it gets expensive. And the next thing we're doing, I won't even tell you, but I'll say this, it's halfway around the world. It's probably a two-month deal. But at the end of it, all I want is for God to be glorified and lifted up. All the skeptics' tongues to literally cleave to their mouth. Oh, that's not a Christian thing. Go read your Bible. God is just. And I'll tell you one thing that is, and I'm sorry, one more thing, okay? An additional thing, okay? I'm hard to stop. The point is that for you, those of you that do not understand that God is holy and he does judge nations in history, you're about to get a real lesson in the holiness of God, because God, when he arises and scatters his enemies, watch out, because the ground will tremble, the mountains will smoke, whether every volcano in the world comes alive at once, it wouldn't surprise me, but no one else said it, and the God who gave it to me, look, it doesn't make me better than anybody else. I've basically tried to be a jewelry store for swine, and I'm done doing it. There's no attempt to cover up. You know, I am a flawed human, but I'm a flawed human who's been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And God bless each and every one of you. And may the God of all heaven, through the person of his Son, Jesus Christ, reveal himself to a mighty, mighty body that he's raising up. And I will tell you this, you are going to have shepherds after God's own heart, because he's done with the false shepherds of Israel who feed themselves at the expense of the flock. And when I say Israel, I'm not just talking about Israel. I'm talking modern Christendom. The word to describe it is Ichabod. The glory of God has departed. Amen. Doug, Joe, listening audience, thank bless you all, and thank you for this opportunity. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you for supporting Doug. And Meg, bless you again. For those thank of you, you that man. Can, make an effort, because it's as important to your spiritual eternal destination as it is to your physical preparation. Bye, Doug.
Thank you, my brother. We'll talk soon. Steve Quayle from SteveQuayle.com. God bless you, man. Well, I guess the cat's out of the bag to some extent. Now, what Steve was talking about our initiatives, we can see the writing on the wall. And Joe, I haven't even talked to you about this, or even Eric the tech, on this.
We're always the last to know.
Well, no, sometimes, you know, it's that way, but, you know, we can see the writing on the wall. We can see that there are people that control the choke points. You can see just by doing, you know, how people say, well, Google it, and you'll find the answer. Google it.
Yep.
Well, let me tell you something. The time for Googling is over. If you use, I mean, you can search it, but by Googling it and using that as a verb that has become part of our lexicon, the search results are filtered through the through Alphabet and other intelligence linked agencies. So here's kind of where the initiative is at. We've spent a lot of time behind the scenes, not letting anyone know what we're doing, but creating, and hopefully this will come to pass, and I believe it will. You're looking, you as a Christian or as a conservative Christian are looking for information. And regardless if it's about from a Christian perspective, regardless if it's about the Christian elements that we talk about, the subjects that we talk about, or if it's about the conservative aspects we talked about. One thing we're doing is we are attempting to create this situation where you will have this information. It might be old school to some extent. I'm not going to get into the details, but to assure that anyone who wants the information, despite the, for example, despite the unwillingness of the power brokers to allow it out, it will circumvent those power brokers and get to your hands from whether it's Steve's camp, you name the person that you're following in terms of the information. It'll get to you. Somewhat old school, but, well, I'm just not going to get into the mechanics of it. And the reason I say this is because there will come a day, and Steve mentioned it, you know, you're not going to have to, I remember a couple of years ago, 5 years ago, Steve Quayle called me up and said, I'm about ready to pull the plug on my website. And I said, well, you know, okay, I understand why. And, but the discussion progressed to, you know, it's not going to be my decision. That decision will be made for us. And that's all I want to say is the decision, the things that Steve talked about, those decisions are going to be made for us. The plug being pulled, the information being censored, despite who is in the Oval Office, despite who has the majority in Congress, despite who has control over the Internet. But there are ways to circumvent that. And it takes a lot of mental, intellectual prowess. It takes a lot of money. It takes a lot of time. It's not just simply collecting names and addresses in a mailing list. There's much more to it. So I just want to leave you with that. And if I can say one last thing, and then Joe, you can hop in. I just want to thank everyone because, from the bottom of my heart, look, when Steve came on, I had no clue that he was going to do what he did in terms of asking to support us. Here's what we're trying to do. We're trying to create the ultimate platform through multiple venues to get people like Steve Quayle. It's not us. It's the guests. It's the information. It's us to an extent. But all we're trying to do is be the conduits. And sometimes, you know what? Look, and here's the thing. If we are not obedient, and I've said this many times this week, last week, if we don't remain obedient in our objectives, what we have, what we've built, I look around, I see the equipment, I see the thousands upon thousands of dollars, you know, that we've been fortunate enough to be able to have the equipment, to have the personnel, the quality personnel. I mean, just look at Eric the tech. He's like five people. Okay. I'd have to, if I ever lost Eric the tech, if we lost him, we'd have to hire like five people to replace him. And I'm not saying that because he's sitting there behind the screen and could cut me off or turn me blue or whatever. I'm saying that because it's true. The amount of talent that we have is only because of your graciousness. Nothing else. And now, from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank you.
And no, it's a very special team that we didn't build. The Lord did it.
And in spite of us,
mm-hmm.
See, that's the thing.
In
spite of us.
I don't think people really understand that in spite of us, despite our best, not our best efforts, but our best, attempts or at our worst behaviors, the worst decisions.
And there have been many.
We've been picked up, dusted off, and put back on the right track.
And sometimes you have to, and I would say this, and I know there are people listening tonight who feel to some degree lost, alone, disenfranchised, whatever you want to call it. And I'm not talking about the snowflake type disenfranchised. I'm talking about the hardcore, hey, you know what? I ain't got no one. And I don't have a pot to pee in or even the window. Okay, I get that. And I understand you're barely hanging on. And this is not about money, by the way. This is about just where you're at in your life. I completely understand that. And the only thing that we can do together is lift one another up. And this is why When Steve, by the way, when Steve mentions these emails he gets, there's a whole lot he leaves out, and that leaves the impression, well, boy, he's awful thin-skinned, and you should hit the delete button. There's a whole lot he leaves out. But the fact of the matter is this, and we've talked about this before. We as the, if we, and I hesitate to, look, I'm just an investigator. That's all I am. And I'm sitting here, I don't know why, but honestly, he's sitting here. I don't know why, except this is where we're supposed to be. I'm not good at this, what I do. I'm not good at it. I'm just not. I know what I'm good at. I'm a good investigator. I've been told that by a number of people. I mean, people that with credentialed people. But some of the same people that said that say, you really suck as a, you know, beyond the microphone. And I get that too. But again, it's despite all of that that we're here. So I'm just reaching out to everyone. Number one, thank you for supporting us. We will continue to bring the people that change the world, that change people's lives, like Steve Quayle, like Pastor Langford, and many others. And I know that the lineup coming up will offer you not just spiritual nourishment, but informational, powerful information that's practical in nature, and you can use that. And we just ask that everyone just hangs with us, and we all hang together, stick together. Hang together sounds a little bit bad, but we all stick together, and we fight the fight that we are meant to fight, because everyone listening to this program is listening because you are meant to listen, number one. Number two, you've got a purpose on this earth, and you're not going to get off that easy. You're going to have to fulfill your purpose before you're let go. And thirdly, well, the bottom line is we're all here together, and we're all fighting the fight. And this is as transparent as I can be. I'm nobody special. Believe me. Ask my wife. Okay, there's only one, I'll say person, because that's what she is, that believes I'm very, very special in her eyes. And that's my studio dog lady. Beyond that, I got nothing. Okay, but that said, we all have a job to do. And you know what? As Christians and as conservatives, moral, cultural, political conservatives, and as God-fearing Christians, do what Judge Roy Moore did in his victory. Hey, I'll pull out my, Derringer or whatever. Well, what do you pull out, by the way? Did you see that? He pulled out a gun?
Yeah, I did. I don't know what kind of gun it was, but yeah.
Okay. But to make a point, I guess. But the bottom line is this. To me, we're fighters. And we were called, I think, to be in this fight at this time. People that passed before us were called to do what they did to support this generation. Remember Jonathan Cahn talking about the paradigm? I'm going to tell you something. That was a fantastic show. And it overlaps into what we're talking about. Jonathan Cahn walking into the halls of Congress in the belly of the beast, laying it all out.
Also in the UN.
In the UN. The bigger belly, or the appendix of the beast. I don't know what, it's a useless thing, but the bottom line is, we want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts. And there's not a day that goes by. And I say that, you know, I haven't been able to read emails, and this is true. This week has been one of the most horrendous weeks, meaning-wise and people-wise and schedule-wise, that I've had in a long time. But we read everything. This weekend I'll catch up on email, the letters, the notes, the cards. I've got a card tacked up on my bathroom window at home from someone. And I'm not going to mention their name, but I look at it every day and I realize, man, you know something? That's a reason for sitting behind the camera. And we're different that way. It doesn't make us more special, but we're just different in terms of the new media, the honest media, to bring you what we can bring you in the way we bring it. So thank you for your support. Thank you for your prayers. And thank you, Steve Quayle. And thank you, Todd Wade. Thank you, Global Star and BTR, for all you do. Joe, I'm done. I'm checking out now. I'm going.
And we've we've brought ourselves to the end of the show. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening, for all your emails, your prayers, and all the support out there. We can't thank you enough, and this show would not be possible without you. Till tomorrow, we'll be back then. God bless you. Stay safe. Have a great evening.